want it in overtime? I think you're going to get one.
And we are headed to overtime.
And we are through four in 60 minutes. Not enough.
Oh, my God, we're going to overtime.
What's up, everyone? Welcome into another episode of Overtime here on the Colts Audio Network. I'm JJ Stankovic, joined by Lara Overton. Pretty soon, Joe Flacco is going to be in that chair over by us here on the set. The Colts on Friday signed Joe Flacco as an unrestricted free agent, Lara.
Welcome to Indianapolis. Sign your contract. Now go sit down with Lara and JJ.
The most important thing, you got to talk to coach. Yeah, that's important, but you really got to get the ins and outs of it with Lara and JJ here on set. So, Lara, just before we get to Joe, it makes sense to me that the Colts would go down this path of a veteran quarterback, 16 years in the league, a guy who can just, like, whether he's given Anthony Richardson a tip on how to read this coverage, or whether he's just showing Anthony how to do things by going about his business that he's honed over his career. Like, this just makes sense, right, to bring in a guy like Joe Flacco.
It does make a lot of sense, and I think well beyond his just being, you know, a mentor, he's going to give Anthony Richardson competition, too. You know, there are things that he will push and challenge Anthony Richardson on. You're talking about a Super Bowl champion, a guy who was last season's comeback player of the year, so he is going to bring a lot into that quarterback room, not just from the perspective and the experience and being able to teach Anthony, but also to be able to push and challenge him, because you have different skill sets, obviously, within those two quarterbacks. You know, Anthony, of course, has the great athleticism. He does have the strong arm, but you think about, you know, Joe Flacco, his arm, the accuracy, all of those things that you've now seen on display for two decades, you know, in the NFL. So, what, 17 seasons in the league to this point? So, this is going to be a very important addition to that room, to this offense in general. What did we talk about going into last season? This was one of the youngest rosters in the NFL. So, not just for Anthony in the compliment that he can be, but across this offense with so many guys who are continuing to grow and develop. I mean, how can he even help guys like Michael Pittman Jr. take another step? What can he do for this offensive line, you know, in helping to relay communication, different things like that? Protections, things he's picked up over the course of his career. So, I mean, we were just talking about it before we got started. How funny is it that the Colts came this close to actually seeing Joe Flacco and the Cleveland Browns in the first rounds of the playoffs last year?
Would he been in this building for the wild card round? The Colts would have hosted the Browns. I think something you touched on there is the competition aspect. I'm like, let's not get this confused. Anthony Richardson's the starting quarterback of the Colts.
Yes.
But what Lara's talking about, and I think that's a really good point, is if you're drilling stuff in practice, you're installing a play where you're looking off a safety and you're trying to throw it deep to Michael Pittman or Alec Pierce or whoever. Well, if Anthony Richardson doesn't hit that throw, but Joe Flacco does, that doesn't mean Anthony's losing his job. But, hey, this is how it works. This is how it looks. You're now kind of competing. Like, all right, well, Joe hit it. I got to go hit it now. That stuff's really important for a young quarterback. It's not like he's getting pushed for the job, but you're getting pushed on certain plays of like, hey, this is how it looks when a 39-year-old has been in the league for 16 years does it, and this is how it might look when now you got to hit that if you're Anthony Richardson.
And I don't think Anthony would ever be complacent. That's not in his blood. He is a competitor through and through, regardless of the situation. But you have no luxury to be complacent when the guy who's sitting next to you in the meeting rooms is a guy who's won a Super Bowl and has still proven his ability to play at a very high level with an organization that he jumped into midway through the season when they were in a quarterback conundrum with all of the injuries
they had in the wilderness when he stepped off his couch.
Exactly. And that's something you'll hear kind of Joe talk about and how he treated those few months while he was, you know, waiting to sign with the team and see what would happen. And I also want to point out that there was competition, as you would expect, for teams to sign Joe Flacco. Mm-hmm. You know, there were multiple reports that actually Philadelphia was pursuing Joe to this point. So you'll find out why this was such an intriguing destination for him. In addition to the relationship that he had with Shane Steichen, they only spent a few months together previously in Philadelphia. But it's a testament to Joe's belief in Shane and then also the impact that Shane has on players, even in a short period of time.
Through the magic of editing, we're recording this little segment here after we sat down with Joe Flacco. So stick around, because the last thing that I asked him, I thought he gave such a good answer, such an introspective answer, and one that really hits at the heart of like an athlete mentality. So without further ado, let's get to the interview with Joe Flacco here on Overtime. Joe, welcome to Indianapolis.
How you guys doing?
Good.
So give us kind of the rundown of free agency. What brought you to Indianapolis? What attracted you about this organization?
Listen, I mean, you guys obviously have a good team last year, competing for the playoffs, getting one game away. And a couple years ago, I was in Philly and got to spend some time with Shane. It was a short stint, but really like what he does offensively, and you know, the opportunities that he gives the quarterback and the offense to go out there and put up points. So that was definitely probably the main attractor.
When you were with Shane, I know Jim Bob Cooter was in the building. He was a consultant that year. Yep. Alex Tanney was there as a quality control. What just stood out about like the way those guys think and see the game that kind of meshes with how you think and see the game?
Yeah, listen, it was such a short period of time, but it was – it was probably a little bit different than anything that I had been a part of before. But I just feel like the way that Shane simplified things and, you know, kind of made it quarterback friendly, you know, put a lot on your plate. But when game time came around, you could be excited about getting guys open and, you know, and moving the ball down the field.
When you were in Cleveland last year, I know you didn't have an awful lot of time to probably watch Colts and all of that, but when you saw what Shane was able to do with Gardner Minshew, with this offense, what did that kind of prove to you about how he can adapt this offense and adapt things, especially given variables within the quarterback position?
Yeah, I think most of Shane's coaching career, he's probably been part of teams that kind of drop back and throw the ball around a lot. And then I think in Philadelphia, it was his first – maybe not first, but I think he got a little bit more taste of a really, really physical offensive line, a team that can run the ball a little bit. From my perspective, I mean, he would probably argue this a little bit, but from my perspective, it gave him a really good background in terms of already having that pass kind of heavy type of background to being with a team that really runs the ball well and had a lot of value because they ran the ball well. So I think the fact that he kind of now has both of those things going for him, and especially with the running back that's here and the offensive line that's here, I think those things are really important, and I think that he's kind of developed into that kind of play caller that, you know, sees the value in both of those things, and that's why when these guys get rolling on offense, it's tough to beat.
Last season was so interesting all across the NFL, especially at the quarterback position. What did you do? How did you treat those few months before you ended up signing with the Browns and then having such incredible success with Cleveland as well?
I think the biggest thing is mentally, just to stay ready, even though there were a lot of things going through your mind. And at some point you think you're probably going to get signed, or you have hope that you are. And then at some point you're like, maybe not. But for me, it was almost just an extension of the off season. Trying to like not let the outside noise in and not really worry about whether I was going to get signed or not. Just take care of what I can take care of, mm-hmm. which was working out, throwing the ball, and keeping myself sharp enough. And like I said, in that right mental state of mind so that I wasn't negatively affecting myself. So that if it did happen, I was going to be at least in the right frame of mind to go out there and play my best. So it was a unique experience, something that you probably don't want to have to do, but definitely grateful for how it worked out.
Anthony Richardson being here, a guy who's, you know, a very young quarterback in this league. I know when you were in Baltimore, it was a different scenario where you were the starter. They drafted Lamar. He came in. Similar-ish skill set to Anthony. How can you support Anthony and help his own development when he's on the field? Is it leading by example? Is it giving him tips? Like, how do you approach that?
I think there's all kinds of things. Obviously, the first thing is, like when we go out to the practice field, like everybody kind of raises each other up by practicing hard and practicing well and doing certain things that way. But we spend so much time in that meeting room together, you know, when we're game planning, when we're installing things, when we're trying to work our way through new concepts and things like that. I think as we watch the film and as we install, there's all kinds of things that come up in terms of how Shane and Jim Bob and Alex all see those things, and then how I've kind of been able to see those things throughout my career. I think the biggest thing, I was just talking about it with most of the media, the biggest thing as a quarterback is being able to play fast and efficient. And I think when you can simplify things down to the lowest level, that gives you the best chance of doing that. So a lot of the times when we're sitting in the meeting room and things come up and you hear a young guy talking, well, I saw this and then I saw that, so that made me do this, and then I did that. And it's like, whoa, you don't need to do all that. You know, take your drop, get your eyes there, make the decision and move on. Like you find a, you know, when you play a long time, you find a very natural way that you can relate to other players, you know, that maybe sometimes coaches, they're not back there. They put it in a little bit different terminology that maybe you don't understand. So hopefully I can kind of relay that message a little bit more clearly in certain cases.
Over the course of your career, how have you kind of come to understand, you know, players are going to look to you as a veteran, as someone who's been through it, who's been in playoff games, been in a Super Bowl, just whatever, every little thing you do, like they're going to pick up on. How do you kind of understand that and digest that, knowing you do have a young team here, a very young offense in Indianapolis?
I think it's been the last couple of years that I've realized, wow, they look at me probably a little bit different just because I have been around a long time. You know, they may not know me at all, but because I've been around a long time, people tend to gravitate towards looking at how he does things. The advantage for me is, listen, I think when you are able to last this long, it's because you're doing things the right way. So it's not like I have to actively think about it too much. There's obviously things that you're always battling within yourself and trying to hold yourself accountable and do go through your routine on a daily basis. But at this point, I've been doing it for so long that it kind of just comes naturally. And, you know, I think I can be somebody that I can confidently go throughout my day and be confident that when guys look at me, they'll pick up on the right things.
We just released a feature on Shane in our Behind the Colts series when he talked about first getting to Indianapolis in those first few months. Family stayed back in Philadelphia because he was just diving in, you know, right, 2 feet in with the job and getting all of that. You're a father of, what, five mm-hmm. kids? How are you kind of going to juggle that time? Because I know you're heavily involved with your family, wanting to be around for them, and then also, you know, integrating into a new offense, new scheme, new team.
Yeah, I think it's important, obviously, for me at this point in my life to, you know, be around when I have the opportunity to be around. But when it comes to my family and football, I mean, they're all going to come out here with me. So it's going to be really easy to, you know, at least once the school year's over, to kind of come out here and focus on the on football just like you have to every single fall. So, you know, the kids, I'm in a fortunate situation that all my guys want me to play till I'm like 50 years old. You know, they're at that age where they really understand what's going on, and it's a lot of fun for them. And it hasn't been that way. It's only been that way the last couple of years where my kids have really, really kind of understood what's going on. So it's an exciting time to actually be on the team.
I think, you know, sometimes folks on the outside don't always understand, like, what motivates an athlete. Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard to understand, like, the athlete mindset if you're not an athlete. But you at 39, you've got a family. What still motivates Joe Flacco? What still pushes Joe Flacco as a football player?
Well, yeah. Listen, if you've ever gone out there, I mean, anybody that maybe has gotten a chance to play sports, just reflect back on what it's like to go out there and compete at the highest level and play meaningful games, win meaningful games, and be part of that in any possible way. This is what I still love to do. I feel that I can still do it at a high level. Obviously, that's not necessarily what I'm here for, but it's to impact the team in any possible way. I love going out there and practicing and just playing football and keeping myself in shape. And I don't know, you know, I have no idea what else I love. And one day, in terms of, you know, a profession, and one day we'll figure that out. But right now I know I love this. I believe I can still do it. And if somebody's going to give me the opportunity to do it, then I'm going to continue to work my hardest to show them that I can.
Well, we're excited to see what that work looks like and have you here in Indianapolis this year. Joe Flacco, new quarterback on the Indianapolis Colts. Thanks for joining us.